This is Julie Wang reading from pages 162 to 164 of The Love Wife by Gish Jin. Trees. I headed into the state of Maine proper. Trees. Distance learning, Nick was doing now. English was a second language. Meaning that every get-together began with pigs. I did this one. I did that one. Of course he went to other countries, but truly there was no country like China. He thought I would be especially interested to hear. This one in Shanghai. This one in Xiamen. These girls you do not know, truly you have not lived. Are they not beautiful? Trees. I kid you not. Trees. You would be so at home. Trees. They will do anything. Could I really stand to be in business with Nick? Truly you have not lived. My foot tiring of the pedal, my arms tiring of the wheel, my back tiring of the seat. The sun pulling its long foot out through the passenger window, slowly. How much farther this drive by myself? Farther than any plane ride, which you made with fellow passengers, after all, and with certain certainties. From whence you were departing, to whence heading, at how many miles per hour, hence your estimated arrival time, barring weather. How long the charge on your computer battery, no lull into which unproductive realizations might seep. For example, my mother slaved her whole life so that she could pay her own bill at the Overlook. Slaved her whole life. Trees. The first time I went to Maine with Blondie, her brothers dared me to swim across the pond, technically a great pond, i.e. practically a lake. And of course I accepted, could not but accept. For anyway, what was it, a mile? I'd swum a mile before, definitely. And so I plunged in. But halfway across, the wind picked up, a sudden Canadian event. The surface swells more and more monstrous until I could hardly see over them. Which was the opposite shore? On land it had been perfectly clear, but now, what a circle, the pond. My goggles fogged up, yet I couldn't take them off. My contacts, the swells now waves, in fact, white caps. When did I realize that I was not swimming straight, that I veered to the left on my crawl? What I would have done then for lane markers, some nice nylon rope with intermittent lozenge buoys. Had I really gone, as it seemed, in a semicircle? I tried to compensate, veering right, then switched to the breaststroke, though I barely knew how to breaststroke, so as to be able to see. No, I did not know how to breaststroke. In fact, was hardly a swimmer. In fact, had failed the swim test in college, almost drowned, being too embarrassed to say that I had not learned as a child. Swim lessons. What an idea. Who need to know anything? All you need are some nice basketballs. New ones. And of course, I did not exactly spend a lot of time around pools, until college, that is, where I finally learned, looked at some books, tried stuff out. But what use the breaststroke? Why wouldn't the crawl be enough? Beware people at the butterfly, I'd always felt. Show-offs. Now, though, here I was, heaving myself over the waves, trying to breaststroke, trying to stay calm. The whipped-up rhythm of the water being nothing like my rhythm. What pattern its pattern? The lake at odds. What with? Was it me? How to breathe. In the sometimes air, sometimes water, I battled, resting, sometimes, on my back, trying not to think how deep the water was. Once upon a time, my mother braved ocean and sharks, hell-bent for Hong Kong. Now her son struggled in, what? A pond. And could I even say where I was headed, if indeed I was headed there? Gasping, wheezing, wishing I'd had swim lessons, swallowing water. Where was the shore? How the Baileys laughed when finally I struggled onto somebody's dock, who knew whose, from which I had to be rescued. What a course! We thought you were headed to Canada, they said, or else writing something, J for Janie, maybe, or maybe drawing a heart, except that somewhere around the aorta, you bagged it. What a funny heave-ho I gave, it seemed, coming up for air, launching myself out of the water like an orca at SeaWorld. Bonus points they gave me, for entertainment. What a guy Janie'd found, just marvelous. Trees. Blondie. I cried, years later, to hear the truth. Carnegie. Blondie used to say that there were fields of lupin in Maine, that one of these days we were going to go up when the lupin were in bloom. The lupin. More trees. My father had been a Christian. He had had his lupin, too. But for me, the trees, the trees. In the hard slant of the afternoon light, the many, many trunks, so close together they couldn't be closer. And yet, such shadows between them. The pond.